This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China's celebrations today to mark the 70th anniversary of communist rule were marred by police clashes with pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. 15 people were wounded. One protester was shot by apparently a live round and is said to be in critical condition. It's also a celebration coming at a time of the extra economic pressure of the U.S.-China trade war, with the Trump administration contending China's been the big winner in the existing trade relationship. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has been meeting some of the apparent beneficiaries in China. Today, it's shoe manufacturers in southern China.
At the Kaihong factory in Dongguan City, dozens of workers hammer, sew, and glue shoes. They mainly produce for U.S. brands like Dr. Scholl's, Naturalizer, and Sam Edelman. Jones Xue is a co-owner of the factory.
One pair of shoes will pass through the hands of 40 to upwards of 100 people.
Shoemaking is labor-intensive, he says, and profit margins are low. So when wages became too high in the U.S. and Europe, the shoe industry shifted, first to Japan and Brazil, then Korea and Taiwan, where Xue is from. By the 1990s, the industry was on its way out of Taiwan to mainland China, because
labor costs in Taiwan increased, and not as many young people wanted to work in shoe factories.
In 1993, he left to join a factory in mainland China, where workers earned just $14 a month, much less than today. At the Longhou Shoe Factory in Dongguan, workers earn more than $700 a month. Many manufacturers complain that labor costs keep rising, and owner Wen Qinghua says he can't keep putting up his prices.
The prices we charge haven't changed since 2014 because we know the end consumer in the U.S. won't pay more.
He's even cut his profits from 10 to 6% to survive. Communist China may be celebrating its 70th anniversary, but Wen Qinghua isn't sure expanded U.S.-China trade over the past few decades has been that good for him.
There have been so many ups and downs, it's not easy to run a business.
Kaihong Factory's Zhong Xue agrees that the shoe business is a tough one. But he says on a national level, both China and the U.S. have done very well, as trade between them has expanded.
On the supply side, China is the winner. But on the demand side, the U.S. is the winner.
Because, he says, American consumers get to pay less for their goods. In Dongguan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.